to the other 90% of our friends on the other side of the aisle. Holy cow. Incoherence. No idea what you're talking about. Benghazi, you guys chased the former Secretary of State all over the country, spent millions of dollars. We have people scaling the Capitol, hitting the Capitol Police with lead pipes across the head, and we can't get bipartisanship. What else has to happen in this country?
That is Ohio Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan talking as the House right now, I think, is considering the Insurgency Commission, the January 6th Commission. It doesn't look like it now is going to get the support of Republicans, so may well be greatly weakened. We'll talk to Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy about that. Okay, we can't wait to travel, right? We want to fly, so you've got to go through security. You've got to check your bags. You've got to pay for carry-on. Oh, and you've got to jump on the scale, too. Gary Leff is joining us now. He's the air genius, the guy behind viewfromthewing.com. Gary, welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, so what is this now? Airlines are going to start weighing us as we fly?
So the FAA is very concerned about the weight of aircraft and making sure that the measurements are accurate. This is part of safety. Every aircraft can, you know, carry a certain amount of weight, and the amount of fuel they have to carry is calculated on that, and how much room there is for cargo. And so they want to make sure that they're, you know, using good numbers. When you're talking about a really big plane, they can take the averages that the CDC publishes. This is how much an American usually weighs. But when you're talking smaller planes, you get greater variance, especially as people have gotten bigger and even different seasons. When people are, you know, maybe wearing heavier clothes, you could have a difference of 5 pounds a passenger. And, look, those Chicago winters, you're bundling up. You weigh a lot more than you do in the summertime.
Gary, I didn't think I'd gotten bigger. I thought the seats had gotten smaller.
Well, maybe both.
Explain for me, are we talking about they're going to do spot weights to sort of calculate an average and a guess as to who's on board, or what the weight is of the passengers, or are they going to literally weigh passengers before they get on the jet?
So the FAA has given several different options to airlines. And by the way, this applies to smaller planes with fewer than 30 passengers. And the airline has to figure out if they need it to apply to planes up to about 70 passengers.
Okay.
And, you know, these smaller planes where the variance may be greater. And one of the methods is a random selection of passengers where they'd ask, you know, and it's voluntary, people could opt out to get on that scale. And they're supposed to hide the weight readouts for our privacy so other passengers don't see it.
Uh-huh.
One method is literally weighing everybody, but it's one doesn't imagine most airlines are going to go with that.
Right. So it makes sense. You need to know, and it's ecologically better too, right? You maybe don't need to fly with as much fuel as you thought you did if the weight of your passengers is less than typical.
Well, you know, if you are bringing extra fuel in a plane, it burns more fuel to carry that fuel. So it does potentially make a plane more fuel efficient. That's true. And interestingly, this is something that actually goes on, you know, commonly in other parts of the world. Big story several weeks ago about New Zealand doing it this as well, weighing their passengers as part of just testing to see how much passengers do really weigh on average. I've been weighed on planes before in the Maldives. Domestic flights, they even still say on their website they weigh every passenger.
No kidding.
They don't. They were only weighing Americans because we're bigger than Maldivians. I think we weigh too much. I don't think they were just weighing me, although I could lose some weight. but it is part of the safety process, so that some flights and some airlines we could see a scale that, you know, the passengers are asked to get on.
Wow.
And not permanently, but perhaps once every 3 years to update this data.
And so, right, so they're gathering sort of a model for what they need, not particularly for each and every flight.
Right, and this also, although one option that airlines have is to do it for every flight, the way that Maldivian says that they do on their website, but they don't anymore. But to bring that model here to the U.S. and to and to do models for different flights, different routes, and different seasons, and to do it for crew too. They want to make sure they're getting the right data on crew and for bags. But for many routes and larger planes, using those CDC averages is going to work, and it won't be necessary.
Gary Leff writes for the website viewfromthewing.com. Okay, Gary, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And make sure when they do weigh us that they're hiding the weight from all the other passengers. That's the big takeaway here.
That is what the FAA tells the airlines they have to do.
All right, be well. You're listening to the Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, hoping to talk to Congressman Krishnamoorthy coming up. First, here's Mary.